Tonight, on the final night of the Democratic National Convention, Joe Biden will accept his party's presidential nomination and lay out why he thinks he should be elected. Some of his former primary rivals will also speak, including Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, and Michael Bloomberg. In a speech last night, the vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, made history as the first Black woman on a major party ticket. She told her story of growing up as the child of immigrants and said the country is at an inflection point.
The constant chaos leaves us adrift. The incompetence makes us feel afraid. The callousness makes us feel alone. It's a lot. And here's the thing. We can do better and deserve so much more.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now. Ron, let's start with Kamala Harris, an historic moment just to have her up there on that stage in that position last night. What did she accomplish with her speech?
She showed herself to be a communicator of the first order for our age, Jeremy. She was able to hold a TV audience without the support of a cheering throng of fanatics like we usually see at the conventions. Mm-hmm. And she showed why Biden chose her, and she sent a signal to those who still feel neglected in this party that the future is not just coming, it is arriving. And with Kamala Harris, it's here.
Her speech followed one by former President Obama, who called President Trump a threat to democracy for trying to undermine mail-in voting in the post office. Listen.
This administration has shown it will tear our democracy down if that's what it takes for them to win. So we have to get busy building it up by pouring all our efforts into these 76 days and by voting like never before.
Now, Ron, you've watched a lot of conventions over the years. Some people may not have seen as many, but this was very unusual to have a former president go after his incumbent successor in that way.
Yes, times have changed, Jeremy. The old rules no longer seem to apply. And in the past, when presidents came to a convention, they basically were there for staying above the fray, being very presidential. They were a nostalgia note, maybe some bittersweet faded glory in some cases. But Obama was very much in the fray, arguably the point man on the attack. It's fair to say, though, if the tone and the rules of American politics have changed in recent years, it wasn't Obama who changed them.
Mm-hmm. What does Biden have to do tonight? Who does he need to speak to and appeal to in his speech?
He needs to show that he is worthy of all the praise that he's had heaped upon him all week by all the different people who have talked. He needs to show some of that decency we keep hearing about, the compassion. And he needs to show he can still bring it, Jeremy. He needs to give a strong speech and dispel doubts about his energy and acuity.
Hillary Clinton also spoke last night and warned about President Trump. Listen to this.
And don't forget, Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Now, Hillary Clinton lost and would probably herself in part blame people who on the left didn't come out to vote for her. Maybe they supported Bernie Sanders in the primary. This time around, do the Democrats appear to be more united?
United, yes, and perhaps a little more fired up, a little bit more like they were in 2008 and to some degree in 2012. More enthusiastic than in Hillary Clinton's round. There's always some static. This convention has been criticized for being too light on progressives. There was too little time for AOC, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. Also, not enough prominence for young people and Hispanics in general. Critical elements of the coalition and question marks in terms of turnout. So insofar as they have been neglected, that would seem an unforced error.
Ron, we know President Trump was watching last night. He tweeted angrily, it appeared, at least in all caps, several times during President Obama's speech. Do you think the Democrats are going to do the same thing next week? Not maybe in all caps, but will they be live tweeting the Republican convention trying to steal the attention away?
Some will be. Some will be. I sincerely doubt that it will take quite the same tone. But at this point, because as we were saying, the rules have changed, no longer do the parties step back and let the other party have their week. That's a relic of the past. And we can expect that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and a number of other prominent Democrats will be as visible and audible mm-hmm. as they can be, especially as the president counterattacks.
Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.